So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
G'day.
What's going on?
Movies and that. Movies and weed, mostly.
Flicks and That, eh? A hand-in-hand situation. Yeah.
Well, what are the number one weed movies?
What's the, like, that's the another best episode, ones? John.
Like, not for watching.
Half-Baked.
I mean, like, about weed.
Half-Baked is really good.
I think we've covered this before. I think we talked about... I think... Why would we do that?
Friday's pretty good, but I don't think it's all about weed, but it's a good one.
But then, like, there's something like Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii's. That's probably all about
that's
weed.
That's great.
That's pretty great.
Don't watch Evil Bong, whatever you do. It's a terrible movie.
Okay, so we've kind of covered this off before. Great.
Yeah, so weed movies. there's a big movie coming out next week that possibly some people may partake it before, which is Avengers Endgame. And it's going to make a gazillion, bazillion dollars. It's 3 hours and 58 seconds. Long,
what?
Which is a bit mental.
Whoa.
But in the huge shadow of this huge thing, which is going to make huge amounts of money, a very small little whippersnapper of a documentary is also releasing to take it on head on. And I think what better film to topple the crowning jewels in Marvel's empire than a documentary about nuns who grow weed. It's called Breaking Habits. And gosh, I mean, you know, it's a movie about nuns who grow weed.
Obviously, this must be a place where it's legal. Is it in the States?
Yeah, it's in California, so it's really kind of at the forefront of the decriminalized cannabis lifestyle. But it is in, like, it's like you go to LA, kind of go to like some of the bigger population centers in California, and you can kind of smell weed everywhere.
Rad.
I noticed that a couple of years ago in San Francisco. It was just it's no big deal.
It smells
weed
good.
Is everywhere.
But then
weed
some of it smells really nice.
But then in some of the sort of smaller parts of the state, and this is probably applicable to other states that have decriminalized in the US as well, like some of the smaller areas aren't really so pro-pot.
Right, yeah.
They may have slightly more sort of reactionary attitudes towards the devil's herb.
Old Man River getting a bit pissed off kind of thing.
Sort of, but yeah. Like,
what are the nuns doing that's different to everyone else? Like, why is their story so, apart from the fact they're nuns, and that's obviously a buzzy. But
it is pretty buzzy. So it's a group called the Sisters of the Valley. They're slightly internationally known.
A little cultish, but...
They make CBD oil.
It's medicinal as.
It's medicinal as.
Yeah, good, good.
But what they're doing is they're kind of... contradicting the law, which is, I think, like it's maybe 10 plants or something for personal cultivation.
That same here, actually.
They're like making oil and FedExing it off to people, which seems really sus, like couriering.
So they get up to 10 and then they're like,
to people.
We're going to need more nuns.
But the whole thing kicked off when this woman, who is now called Sister Kate, she got done over quite badly by her husband financially, and she had a corporate lifestyle, and then it all kind of went belly up. And so she's like, the only solution is to get into the cannabis business.
It's like the movie Weeds.
It is a lot like the movie Weeds, except...
I mean, program.
Except plus the nun factor, which...
Right. Hey, wait, what, was that a movie and they made it into a series? I can't remember, sorry.
Are they sort of following some sort of religious doctrine, or maybe they just...
Yeah, help people.
Is it
probably
more like...
Yeah, well, I think it's really hard to not go, this is a gimmick. That's a bunch of women living together, working together in a sort of communal environment... Wearing habits, do they wear them all the time? Do they just wear them when the cameras are on? We've got, you know, it's kind of biologically impossible to tell. But she's very, I spoke to the director and he kind of asked if it was, and she got quite angry, like, no, it's not. Like, we do have a spirituality. They're not actually Christian nuns. They haven't taken orders. They haven't, signed their bodies and souls permanently, positively to the Lord,
like,
Jesus
more
Christ.
More embodying the vibe.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's... Man.
But, I mean, they sort of entangle a few sort of spiritual elements, and basically it's like, it's a whole lot of, like, happy, hippie,
so
religious claptrap, all rolled up in a big paper.
Okay. A cross joint.
A cross joint, yeah.
Is it good viewing?
It is good viewing. It's kind of interesting because,
weed.
You know, I think that the explosion of legal or semi-legal cannabis culture. If you're into pot, you probably know a little bit about that stuff. But what's interesting about this is it's sort of taking place in a, as I said, in a part of the state that's not so pro. Like the sheriff is very anti-weed. And one of the interesting points that he makes is we hear a lot from advocates of decriminalization that it's going to take gangs and the black market away from existence. Yeah. But he's like, no, it doesn't, because basically you've got these crops that either they grow quickly mm-hmm. and they're quickly monetized, so they fund worse activities of gangs quite well. It's a great way of, it's better than a car wash, you know, you can raise money pretty fast. Yes. And also you can rip off other people's pot. So one of the things that's happening to the sisters in the valley is they're, you know, loading up on shotguns mm-hmm. and pistols.
Mm-hmm. Because, oh, it does get a little bit wild tweakers, country.
Yeah, because yeah. tweakers keep coming to steal
Sounds
their,
like
steal
Murder
their
Mountain.
Weed.
Murder Mountain,
so it shows that there's a bit of an interesting grey area. Sister Kate's story is interesting. And the other thing that's quite, that's examined in it is sort of just her battle against regulation and trying to convince the powers that be that what she does is legit. Mm. So there's a lawyer that specializes in weed companies. There's a sort of all these ancillary things that I think you maybe don't think about so much when you just think about being able to have some pot at home.
Mm. Right on.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's Easter this weekend.
Yes.
And I can't think of a better way to go into the Easter weekend than a film about youth preserved for eternity, about resurrection, about imbibing the blood.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan imbibes the blood. and also, you know, a beautiful, muscular, shirtless man playing the saxophone while oiled up, which, of course, we're talking about The Lost Boys. It is playing tomorrow night at the Hollywood Avondale.
I think we've all subscribed to this movie at some point.
I have never seen it.
It's what? So sexy and cool.
I have never seen Lost
Boys. Is Christian
Boys.
Slater in it as well? I'm remembering.
No, there's
them.
No Christian Slater.
Damn
but
it.
There's a bunch of a bunch of young, strapping chaps.
Is Emilio Estevez in it?
There's no Emilio Estevez in it. The two Coreys are in it.
The Corey.
Oh, good.
Jason Patrick is the kind of nominal sort of lead. Kiefer Sutherland is the big baddie vampire.
Of course, John has met Keith Sutherland.
I met Kiefer Sutherland and Ohakuni.
Keith Sutherland.
A long time ago.
Whereabouts? Oh, yeah.
Met him at a bar. I think the rugby was on.
What was he drinking? Blood?
Yes, he was, actually.
What was he eating?
I wonder if that was one of the 24 hours, by the way. Just who knows? Eh? Who knows what's going on with that guy's life? You could have been in the scene.
How would you? I mean, is it just a classic, timeless classic? How
yeah,
scary
I think so.
Is it?
You've not seen it. Wait, wait. That flew right over my head. Like
a
vampire.
I said that a couple of times.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
It's kind of the. I think it's one of the.
Watch it.
It's one of the sort of.
At the Hollywood Avenue.
Watch the movie.
You go. What?
If you want to win. We have a double pass to. If you want to go watch this, we can. You can go to any movie at the Hollywood, by the way. We've got a pass up for grabs.
John, why don't you take the pass and go to
yeah,
the movie tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think
who wants to go with John to the movies? 309 3879. Give
boy,
us a call.
This is becoming a very different scenario, isn't it?
Maybe. This is more of an auction, isn't it?
Fundraiser
could go
right
really
now.
Badly.
One date with
John.
John,
stand up.
Lost
stand
Boys.
Up, and we want to turn you around on a platform.
6'1", blue eyes.
Oh,
has not seen The Lost Boys. That's the disincentive.
He's got a tandem bicycle at his parents' place, and he has one working bicycle that he likes a lot.
Met Keith Sutherland.
Yep. Wow. That's true.
Met Kiefer Sutherland once. Like, we can talk about that at the movie.
Don't talk during the movie, Dick.
What was he like?
It was like a long time ago, so I can't really remember. But I can tell you more about that.
The Hollywood Avondale's being busy, isn't it? Big up to the Hollywood Avondale. There's been some pretty cool movies there recently.
Yeah, I reckon.
Did anyone go to Pinocchio? Like, that would have been cute as hell in that theatre.
Yeah,
it would have
been.
In that.
I had big plans to go to the Mad Max marathon on the weekend, but didn't. So
that's commitment.
Stupid. But they're doing what is a kind of a semi-regular awesome thing about the venue is a short program of classic trailers playing before feature films.
Yeah, that's rad, actually. What did I watch? Where did we go out and watch that? What was that crazy AI movie?
That was
Upgrade. And the previews before that were killer. Like, so tweaked. Really tweaked. You kind of like in disbelief as to was this actually released kind of thing.
So yeah, so with 20 minutes of shorts and trailers before Lost Boys tomorrow, I think that'll be some good stuff being exhumed. There
it's worth it just for that.
Movie starts at 7:30, but get there early and grab a beer and
just shoot us a text
shorts.
Shoot us a text 5395 if you're keen to go. We'll hook you up. And Steve, is there anything else to hit a long weekend?
Nah, I don't reckon, eh? Have you got? Oh, have you guys? Have you had a blat on the Bear Grylls Choose Your Own Adventure Netflix show?
I watched. I've watched some YouTube videos about how he's falsified all this stuff, and I kind of fell out of love with Bear Grylls.
Well, considering in this show he's sort of he's sent on for some reason the first episode he's sent on a mission to track down a missing doctor in the jungle. It's like, I didn't know Bear Grylls got sent on missions. I think it's. I think it might be made up.
Man,
I think it might be scripted.
But he's a 7th day adventure. I like him, but he's an entertainer.
Anyway, I reckon have a little blat on that over the weekend if you get bored. You can't.
What's it called? Bear Grylls Saves the Day.
It's called You Versus Wild.
What? And really?
He makes you make the choices that power the show along. So it's like
it's a pick a path book.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like a much less sophisticated and much less grim version of Black Mirror Bandersnatch.
Oh, mint.
But it's worth a little tutu round. I think like
it sounds fun.
It's got novelty factor. If you. Maybe the Sisters of the Valley and the couch combine to have a bit of a blat on Bear Grylls.
Mint. All right. Hey, Steve, thank you very much.
I'll catch you guys next week, and I'll have a yarn about Avengers Endgame next week. And also a extremely funny and very broad appeal rom-com starring Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron called Longshot.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Flicks on that, everyone. Thanks, Steve.
See ya.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.